A 9-year-old boy named Robert is seen in your office for a routine recall appointment. Robert had early maxillary expansion treatment to correct a unilateral crossbite and now is being monitored with the expectation that he will have comprehensive orthodontic treatment in the early permanent dentition, likely about 3 years from now. Robert's mother hands you an x-ray and a note from his pediatric dentist that explains that he suffered a root fracture of his left maxillary central incisor about 3 months ago. Mother is quite anxious about how this will affect his teeth and wonders if that tooth will even still be around in 3 years when you plan to treat him. You will be more prepared to discuss this issue with Robert's mother after you learn about an article that was published in the February 2003 issue of Dental Traumatology. The title of the article is An Investigation of Root-Fractured Permanent Incisor Teeth in Children, and it comes from the University Dental Hospital in Manchester, England. The purpose of this investigation was to review the records of 33 children age 8 to 15 with a total of 34 incisor root fractures to see if any conclusions could be drawn that would help predict the outcome of future root fractures. The patient's age and gender were collected, along with information about the location of the root fracture, type of treatment, and degree of root formation at the time of the trauma. Two investigators reviewed the radiographs of the fractured teeth to determine the mode of healing. The healing was classified as calcified tissue healing, connective tissue healing, a combination of calcified and connective tissue healing, or granulation tissue healing. The first three were grouped together as good healing, and the last, granulation tissue, was judged to be poor healing. Chi-square testing was done to look for factors that may be able to predict good healing. The results showed that overall 80%, or 4 out of 5 fractures, showed good healing. Only 1 of 5 showed poor healing. All 34 teeth were still present after 3 years of follow-up. Age, gender, treatment, and fracture location were not related to healing in this group. The one factor that was related to healing was the degree of root formation. Those teeth with immature roots were more likely to have good healing compared to those fractured teeth with complete roots. Now, when you speak with Robert's mother, you can tell her that because Robert's root formation was not complete at the time of fracture, the tooth has an excellent chance of good healing. In addition, you can tell her that the chance of the tooth still being present in 3 years is very high. Unfortunately, this study does not give us any information about orthodontic tooth movement of incisors with root fracture, a situation that you may face in a few years. If you would like further information from this article on incisor root fractures in children, it can be found in the February 2003 issue of Dental Traumatology.